have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. It's Friday again. Already, we literally just had one, and it's here again. I think time is just standing still, not really moving. We just think that it is. It's amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question for this week, the biblical question, who is dumber? Who's dumber, men or women? Who's dumber, men or women? It is an amazing question. It really is. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you are out and about running around this morning or this evening or this late night, wherever you might be in the world, we are heard around the world. We are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. So you may be out and you can podcast the show later. You can podcast later. But you can be listening live no matter what you're doing, where you are, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live on your iPhone or iPad at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. Amazing. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or JLP Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. So it is Friday. And for the new listeners who might not be aware, and we do get them all the time, Friday is Get It Off Your Chest Day. Whatever you want to talk about. Get It Off Your Chest Day. Friday is Express Yourself Friday.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What a principle. I'm not hearing anything. That's not the right one. That's a Fallen State thing. But I'm not hearing anything.
You don't hear anything?
No.
He's about to play it.
Huh?
He's about to play it.
Okay.
Because everything you say about black people and you sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but
I'm not hearing it. Let's get away from this. I'm not hearing it.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
She is joining us today to talk about diversity and why it matters.
something's coming out of those headphones?
The last one turned everything down over here. Let's try it again.
You, Tom, like a mug. You need to get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
So he is joining us today to talk about diversity and why it matters.
Yeah, but then who runs the ship?
A group of suspected migrants are under arrest this morning after they were discovered squatting in a home where guns and drugs were found, but that's not all.
He said, quote, a suspicion of mine is that there are too many preachy females.
Recently, they tell me they don't like me to talk about race. Well, I'm going to talk about it anyway.
Can I do that with freedom? All I care about is freedom.
I see so much greatness in this city that has so many great African-American leaders.
We know what they want to say, but they don't have the courage to say the N-word. And what they mean by DEI, in my opinion, is duly elected incumbent.
Truth is, it's some challenges that come to being black.
Who's driving this boat?
What a mess. What a mess. For some reason, someone came in and turned out all the knobs. So I have to adjust everything. And then they left. What the? What a mess. Amazing video. Thank you, Anchor Baby. That is amazing. So I have this Amerifro shirt on today. Isn't that amazing?
Amazing.
Not an Afro, but an Amerifro. And I'm growing the Amerifro back. Amazing. Come on, man. You can get the Amerifro at rebuildingtheman.com/store. Rebuildingtheman.com/store. I can't believe I used to have that much hair. What the? Amazing.
What the?
My, how time flies. And I still have hair. I didn't think I could grow hair anymore. So rebuildingtheman.com/store. You can get it, all right? It's a spiritual battle. It's a warfare between good and evil. And the war is in you. It's happening through you, and it has nothing to do with anyone else. That's what's so amazing about it. But you will quickly blame someone else for the way you feel, for your rage, for your insanity, for your revenge, your jealousy. You'll blame someone else for the anger you have. Instead of seeing that it's inside of you and no one else is to blame and that you already had it. But because you're not aware, you're unconscious, you will blame someone else. Isn't that amazing? You made me feel that way or this way. You did this and you did that. Nope, no one can make you feel. No one can make you feel something that is not in you. Just think about that. If you had no anger, the spirit of anger in you, if you didn't have it inside of you, think about it. Could anyone make you feel angry? Nope. It has to already be in you. If you didn't have the spirit of jealousy and gossiping, revenge, suicidal thoughts, loneliness, so-called post-PSD, whatever. If you didn't have that inside of you already, could anyone make you feel that way? If you were not looking for love outside of yourself, could anyone make you feel like you needed love? Nope. You cannot be made to feel anything that's not already in you. And yet, you look outside and blame somebody else because you're blind and you cannot see. You are blind and cannot see. And you blame others that you cannot see. As a little child, your parents did that to you for sure. But as an adult, male or female, you are responsible for taking control of your life and overcoming it. And that's not going to happen any other way. It's got to be you and no one else. And yet you walk around mad at the world. And the world has nothing to do with your issues. They are inside of you. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and principality and wickedness and evil in high places. Isn't that amazing? It's you and no one else. And the beauty is, you don't have to be that way. Men and women are married, and they're catching hell from one another, well, from themselves, but they blame each other for their hell. You made me feel this way. You don't treat me like you used to treat me. You don't show me love. You don't do this. You this. And they fight one another to try to get something that neither have to give. And then they end up in a divorce. Or if they manage to stay together for a while, they live in misery. And they love the thrill of misery, both men and women. They love the thrill of misery. They won't leave each other. They would rather stay in the misery than to be away from it. And they call it love. And they blame one another. They will stay in that relationship for the thrill of so-called feel good and the thrill of feeling bad, being angry, and arguing and fighting and cursing. And it's all the thrill, and they love the thrill. Isn't that amazing? You stay in friendships and everything for thrills. And it's not a friendship. It's a thrill. And you pretend that it's a friendship. You should wake up. Do what you want. I recommend you wake up so that you can be free right here on earth. We're living, human beings are insane. And each human being is living in an insane asylum. Isn't that amazing? And by the way, today is Flag Day. I didn't know that until this morning. I would have worn my flag shirt. I had no idea that today is Flag Day. Happy Flag Day, folks. And the anniversary of the adoption of the Stars and Stripes as the official U.S. flag back in 1777. Isn't that amazing? Happy Flag Day. Also, today, according to this report, today is the Great White Hope, Donald Trump's birthday.
Amazing!
According to USA, can we hear Happy Birthday to ya? This song is for, let me see what he has to say while we're getting that song. Hold on. Let me just check to see what the Great White Hope has to say.
Basically, all I've done
is keep my promise.
Amazing. The Great White Hope. And according to USA Today, it's the Great White Hope birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Mr. President. Amazing. Amazing. And many, 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 many more. So, it is Donald Trump's birthday. So, the biblical question for this week is, who's dumber, men or women? There is this report from Slate, and that all the top chess players in the world are men. Did you know that? All the top chess players in the world are men. Men generally perform better than women in chess and have higher rating on average. Have higher ratings on average. Isn't that amazing? I mean, ratings on average. I didn't know that. I didn't even know women even play chess. I should have known, because everything men try to do, they want to come and destroy anyway. So, but yeah, men are beating in chess around the world, not just in America. And here are some chess. Here are some clips about chess. And you will see male grandmaster chess players beat three girls at once, and a young boy even defeat adult female chess, quote-unquote, masters. Watch this from YouTube.
If one of us beat you, you have to shave your head. Okay, good luck.
Wait.
Thank you, thank you.
Alex,
seriously?
Is this the question you asked? Game.
Oh, this is intense.
You're gonna get confused really quick.
I can see it.
It's confusing for me.
I'm panicking. Everything was going fine. Good game.
I had a cash bounty on my head until this kid showed up.
What's your name?
Congratulations.
That was awesome. Well, he looks like a cute little kid sucking his thumb. He comes in and beats the Snickers out of me, you know?
Amazing. And so the biblical question is, who is dumber, men or women? I'll put my little 2 cents in. I keep reaching over to adjust my mic. For some reason, they're not working very well today.
Let's see here.
Testing. Okay. They seem to be going up and down on their own. I don't know why. But they're fine right now. So did you know that about men? And according to Oxford Academic, men exhibit greater variability in IQ scores. This means that men are overrepresented on both high and low extremes of the IQ distribution. So on both levels, high and low, the men, they're where I'm being told, where women just seem to stay somewhere. Amazing. I don't even know what IQ means. How can you tell who's smarter with the IQ? Hey, Nick, come and explain that to us. Explain the IQ thing. And I'm not responding to the biblical question myself. I'll do that on Sunday. These are just some things about it. What's the IQ score?
Intelligence quotient.
Let me tell you the definition. But it's a, they basically have a test, okay? They have a test that determines this number.
Move this thing. I can't see you. It's too high right here.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Boom.
Now.
Bada bing.
Yeah.
How you doing, folks?
So
it's basically a test, okay? And the definition is IQ stands for intelligence quotient. And in short, it is a measure of a person's reasoning ability. In other words, an IQ test is supposed to gauge how well someone can use information and logic to answer questions and make predictions.
That doesn't mean, so somebody puts something on a piece of paper, mm-hmm. right? And then someone else go and look at and read the paper, and they can tell you that you're smart from reading somebody else writing on a piece of paper?
Yes.
And then they call that high or low IQ?
Correct.
That doesn't even make sense.
It makes sense to these people.
Why?
And I guess they're testing these specific things. And you have a high IQ means you could do really well on whatever piece of paper they give you, or even chess.
Hank is saying they test whether you can recognize. They test to see if you can recognize patterns.
Exactly.
It's not just reading. But that doesn't prove anything.
Well, I guess it proves just patterns. Oh.
But one person can recognize a pattern. The other person doesn't really care about the pattern. So they're not going to recognize it as much.
So they should just call it the pattern recognition quotient.
It doesn't prove anything.
They shouldn't call it the intelligence quotient.
What?
They shouldn't even call it the intelligence. You're saying it doesn't even prove patterns?
It doesn't prove that you have a high or a low IQ. Mm. Whatever that is.
Intelligence quotient. It stands for intelligence quotient. They're measuring intelligence. That might be a wrong name for it. Measuring pattern recognition.
Look at the number of people that go to quote-unquote Ivy League schools, right? And they supposedly they got there because they did better on the test, right? And yet they go there as dummies and they come back as dummies.
Big time.
Nothing changed. But yet they got a high test score. What? Nah.
They're probably really good at that. The tests, the chess, but I don't know about life.
Oh, Hate said, IQ tests don't get you into school. You can say that again.
Yeah, that's like SAT
it's
test or something.
Oh, I don't understand it. It's insane. And there's this story about this mother. Here's a film.
But so, just so you know, but that's when it comes to this question, and we're not asking you to answer the biblical question, obviously. But when it comes to this question, this is what the guys say, right? Oh, well, obviously men are smarter. We're smarter in chess. They say we're faster and stronger, but we're smarter too, because look, we have chess leagues for just men. At least that's what the men say.
Nice.
But here's the other side of the coin, maybe.
So that was for the women. So is a woman smarter because of the chess thing, example? Or are men smarter, right?
Mm-hmm. Or are men dumber?
A man dumber, yeah. Here's a mother film her son giving their waitress a $100 bill. $100 bill tip because she was nice. So this son is giving his waitress $100 tip because she was nice.
Isn't that what you do to your nice waitress?
Ain't that much tipping in the world. Not in the world.
I wonder what his IQ is.
Watch this from X.
Who's gonna do it? Let me see. Why are you
going to
give it to her?
She was nice.
She was nice.
Good job, Nico. Oh, my God. You're so cool.
All right, let's wait for her. Let's see.
Hi.
Should we decide on one?
So, we decided.
No, they
we're
don't.
Already
they
full,
don't
but he has something for you to tell.
I wanted to
thank you so much.
And that was out of him. That's his money.
That's his money.
Thank you so much.
So, no, thank you for your service.
Thank
you.
What a beta.
We raised good kids.
Yeah, yeah, right.
So proud of them.
Oh. You raised weak kids.
Beta dad, beta son.
What a beta.
What's up with Mexican dads being goobers?
I know.
Total goobers with their sons.
That first soundbite for the chess player was from YouTube, folks. And that was, she was from X. What a beta. A beta boy.
He raised, but she raised such good kids.
That's why you're beta. He's just like his mama. Like mama.
Oh, man.
Like son.
The bill must have been like $500 or something, right? Because it's ridiculous.
Because of $100?
Yeah, a tip that big. We're talking about a huge bill. Like this.
No,
is
he
crazy.
Gained that tip because he was beta.
You saw the nervousness in his face, too.
Yeah. That's why he gained that.
Yeah. But we're not answering the biblical question.
No, I'm not. I'm not answering. I'm only playing some scenes to show
the
difference between men and women. Some difference.
Yes.
And I'm getting all type of response from men and women. Lots of women say that. Lots of women say that women are dumber, and lots say that men are dumber, and lots of men are saying women are dumber. And lots of men are saying, men are dumb. So you get it all across the board. And it seems that no one really knows. Or maybe they do. I don't know. But it's an amazing question, biblical question. It is really an amazing biblical question. And one more, and then we'll go to the calls here. Here's a man out on the street. Seems to get a woman's attention by talking to her. Watch this from X.
Damn, is somebody gonna match my freak?
What you mean?
Said like you can match my freak. What's your zodiac sign? What are you?
I'm a Libra.
You a Libra? Me too. I'm a Libra too. What's your name?
I don't only do men Libra.
Okay, you can do me.
You paying for this?
Yeah, I pay for that. Yeah, I pay for it. What's your name?
Shani.
Shani? My name Hubert. They call me Hubie though, for short.
Hubert?
Hubert. Why you looking like that?
Your mom named you Hubert?
Yeah, Hubert.
That's the player.
I don't even understand
player, that. Player.
But that's not a player. He ended up paying for the drink. That's
no,
not a player.
He got her attention. Look, she's like, oh, what's your name? Da, da, da. She's about to give him his number. That's a player, no? That's a man, a player.
What?
That's a total player, no?
No, he paid for the drink. She may have, oh. Don't even know her, and he ended up paying.
Oh, you don't see a player? You don't see a...
I see a beta.
Nice. My name is Hubie Doe.
Amazing.
Well, that's some food for thought. Smoke on it.
Who's dumber, men or women? You decide. I mean, thank you, man. That's amazing. 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to, is it Allie? Allie, is this a first-time caller? Allie out of Washington.
Yes.
Allie, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hey, Allie.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead. Yes.
So I've been really going through it lately. I am working on myself every day. I have no choice, really. I had a freak out yesterday, but my mind was clear. This was the weirdest thing. My mind, no thoughts, totally fine. But yet my body was like something had to come out, and I didn't know how it was supposed to come out. I didn't really know what to do.
Hold on, Allie. Let me take a quick break. Hold on. 888-775-3773. Quick break. Back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? from rage to responsibility, from rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame scam, how the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them, and blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. Okay, welcome back. 888-777-5377-888-77-JESSE. Brand new episode today of The Fallen State at 12 noon Pacific time. Very, very interesting. You don't want to miss it. I had, this week's episode is a re-upload of an interview I did with Jordan Peterson and back in 2016. And some of you know that Jordan Peterson is an author and psychology professor. And this is from the this is for the FallenState.tv brand new episode today, the FallenState.tv. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What are principles and where do they come from?
To treat other people like you'd like them to treat you and tell the truth.
Why is the difference between men and women important?
You have to have some sort of model for your behavior. It helps us remain predictable and desirable to one another. If you get rid of all the roles, then no one knows what to do. I think that the people who are pushing this agenda have the destruction of Western civilization as their fundamental goal.
That's amazing. They want to destroy Western civilization. Isn't that amazing? Founded and built by white men with the help of God. That's the whole goal. Look what's happening now. Look what's happening now. It's happening fast, too. That's today at 12 noon. You're going to like it. You're going to enjoy it. You're going to learn something. Make sure you check it out. And support thefallenstate.tv. Support thefallenstate.tv /donate. Go there. Or locals.com. All right? And the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. Monday through Friday. The Hake Report.com. And James Hake is on fire. And at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby, flying high. He has so much energy, he does everything. The American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. today, Pacific time. All right? Nice. 888 at Sunday Morning Fellowship for all. Sunday Morning Fellowship. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com. Doors open at 10:30. Meetings start at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. And all are invited. Oh, amazing. Let me go quickly back to Allie. So, Allie, thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm actually feeling really shaky all of a sudden right now, which is just weird. My mind is, again, it's clear.
How can you have a clear mind and shaking?
I really have no idea.
So maybe you don't have a clear mind there.
Okay, maybe there was a trigger point, but yet it was so different from everything else that I've been going through. So different. So I don't understand. But I felt like I had to do something. I've been going through it, Jesse. But I know that you're going to tell me just to be still. So I just be still. Like, that's all I can do. But yesterday, I felt like there was nothing to really be still from, and yet my body was like I want to run. I want to scream. I want to cry. But there's no reason to scream or cry or run, and I didn't. But there's like energy in there. I don't know. I had to.
It sounds like you need to calm down. Maybe it's not. Maybe you shouldn't be doing the silent prayer. It doesn't sound like you're ready for it yet.
Really?
Are you tripping?
Absolutely. Okay.
You're not.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're not. Are you taking any type of medication, like for anxiety or anything?
No medication. I do have a heavy drug past use. It was like 2 years, but it was 10 years ago. But it was a total of 2 years.
Oh, so you can do heavy drugs?
I did. Yeah.
Are you on caffeine right now? You've been drinking coffee this morning?
No caffeine. Nothing.
And so you used to be heavy on drugs?
Yes. And I haven't, by the way, no caffeine for like 3 years. I'm trying to do nothing.
And did the drug mess with your mind?
I don't know. But my husband wants to say yes. Yeah. So maybe he's right.
Your husband said that it messed with your mind?
Yeah, he said it's very possible.
And why does he say it is possible? What do you do that make him think that it is possible?
I am easily controlled by little things. It's really weird how I can let go of really big things, but I cannot handle little things. I'm telling you, I am like a little child. Just a little freaking child when I am totally taken over. And I'm feeling it right now, you know, I'm feeling it and
what does your husband suggest you do?
Oh, I ask him all the time. I think it's because you know what? When I get to my build up point, my climax, I was like freaking out. He disengages. So I guess I don't.
Allie.
I don't give.
Allie.
Yeah.
I got to run. I can't help you. I got to run.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Bye. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Josh in Georgia. Georgia, on my mind. Josh, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Josh.
I was calling for the biblical question, man.
Who's dumber, men or women?
All right. There is an official answer, and there is an unofficial answer. Kind of like what the president of Salvador said. So my official answer is that neither men nor women are dumb, and it's the devil in us all that makes us dumb.
You say that's the official answer or unofficial
answer? That's the official.
That's the official answer. Repeat that again.
That it's an illusion that men and women are dumb. Because they don't get the credit for that, since the devil made a home in all of us and caused us to do the dumb thing.
Okay.
That's the official answer.
And the unofficial answer is what?
The unofficial answer is that men are dumber. Because it's best to be, when you're dumber, you're closer to God. So kind of like Jordan Peterson versus Kamala Harris.
What?
It's like, okay, Jordan Peterson is very, very, very smart. He has all this I mean, you know, I was listening to him back in 2015, and he kind of brought me out of being an atheist, basically. And then I kind of found you.
Joy Peterson is a Christian?
I don't even know.
Well, how did he bring you out of being an atheist?
He kind of, you know, it's like he's so intellectual. He kind of put it in a way to where I could understand why people are Christians and why people believe in God.
Oh yeah,
he does
talk about the Bible and Jesus a lot, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He does.
Yeah, I remember now. Yeah.
Yeah, but he's dumber than Kamala Harris because with all his wisdom. You know, Kamala Harris is still vice president, and she's destroying our country, you know. But he's closer to God, though, which is more important. But it can be said that he's dumber than Kamala Harris, which is a good thing. It's better to be dumb in that situation. So that's my unofficial answer.
Amazing. Okay. Joy Peterson support people believing in God, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he convinced me. I was listening to him on Joe Rogan's podcast in 2015.
Right on.
And that really turned me from hating Christianity and trying to start beginning to get my life together. So
amazing.
I appreciate him for that. Yep.
Well, I appreciate you responding to the biblical question, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday.
Okay. Thank you, man.
All right,
appreciate
buddy. It. All right. Yes, oh, amazing. Thank you. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Tyler out of Iowa. Tyler, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well.
Thank you. And so I am calling for the biblical question, just like your previous caller.
Who's dumber, men or women?
I think that it is pretty self-evident that men are dumber.
And how is that?
Well, so you've been talking about like IQ this morning and chess and all these other, you know, somewhat silly things, because it's like, how do you measure who's smarter or who's dumber? What does that even mean exactly? But if we were to go based off of the order, right, like man over God or God over man over woman, then men would have to be very dumb to let things get the way they've gotten, right? I mean, you've got...
How is that?
Well, because they lack the ability of discernment, right? And if men are closer to God, they should be making better judgment calls, but they're not.
But I don't understand, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday, but I don't know what you mean by men let that happen. I don't know what you mean by that.
Well, so you want to keep things in order, right? So, I mean, men are allowing women to make all these decisions. Men are making decisions to become women. So they're, you know, letting things get out of control.
But... And you may be right. I'm just asking, how are they letting?
By making bad judgment calls. By the
but how do
but
men
lack of
how do men
so
make how do men make bad judgment call? I don't see that happening.
Okay, so a prime example would be Joe Biden picking Kamala Harris as his vice president. That's a really dumb man. I think you're also, like, somewhat of a testament to the answer. Like, men are clearly dumber.
Amazing. I appreciate that, Tyler. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday, man. Thank you for that. Super Chat. Are you ready for it? Super Chat. Thank you, Tyler. I can't believe the time going by. What
yeah, I know. Jitsu James bought a coffee on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, saying, Lord, if the Jesse Lee Peterson Show ever needed Sean the producer... The JLP show needs him now. Laughing face emoji with tears coming out. The devil sending cyber attacks and hackers to attack good today. What the? This was yesterday.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Jitsu James. Yeah, we got it together, though. someone bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, why does it seem like evil people have courage and some seem more cowardly? If all people with anger have fear, why does it seem like some don't? I believe they do all have fear and are cowards regardless, but are still sometimes it seems as though they are not.
I don't know how it seems that evil people have courage.
I know.
That's not, the question is not very clear. If you can make it a little clearer, maybe I can respond, but it doesn't seem like evil people have courage.
Oh, I mean, I can kind of relate to how he sees the world.
Oh, okay, how?
In that some people don't seem to be scared or nervous. They're just boldly evil or whatever.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Thanks for nothing.
What do you mean?
You didn't even respond.
No, because I don't understand it. I don't see evil people having courage.
Right.
Right. No. What do you mean, right? I don't see it, and I'm just thinking maybe I'm missing it.
I think that different people have different obvious weaknesses, but underneath it, they're weaker than they look.
Who do you think, who is dumber, men or women?
Women. I'm going to say women.
And why do you say women?
Because it reminds me of a passage. The foolishness of God is wiser than men's wisdom. And the wisest stuff of men, meaning men and women, is foolishness to God.
Oh.
And women get into foolishness more, and men are more simple per capita, we'll say. Men are more like simple. They know the truth a little bit more simply. Whereas women can be rationalizing evil more easily.
Okay. I'll put my juices in on Sunday.
I had a hard time saying that because you want to roll your eyes when men say, oh, women are dumber and men think that they're smarter.
Who wanna roll the eyes?
I do. I said you, but I do.
Why?
Because I know that men are really dumb, too.
And so you don't really believe that?
No, I just arrived at the
You don't really
women.
Believe that women are dumber than men?
No, I know that they're dumber in a certain
no,
way.
No, you just said that, though, right?
Yes, I did.
But now I'll let you say it's not true.
No, I didn't say it's not true. I just said that men are dumb.
I don't know, folks. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Let's get back to the Super Chats.
Yes. Thank you.
Evil is still real. Bought our coffee. Not pithy. Not pithy enough for the JLP show. But he says Jesus is definitely God proof. Jesus says he has no message of his own, only that of his Father. That's one proof.
What?
So Jesus.
That Jesus is God?
Yeah, that's proof that Jesus is God.
But that's proof that Jesus is not God.
Oh.
It's a person playing around?
I think he's being sarcastic.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Jesus was given all authority, meaning at some time he did not have it. At the beginning, he got it. That's proof that he's God. He was given authority by God.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
And
nice.
It goes on and on and on. Check it out. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Jesus sits at the right hand of himself.
Nice. Keep it piffy.
Thank you. Evil is real.
Yeah. Thank you.
Ronnie from Ohio bought a coffee. More proof that Jesus is not God. In Matthew 24:36, Jesus says, but about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. If the Father knows and the Son does not, then the Son is clearly not the Father, meaning Jesus clearly isn't God.
It's amazing that people have been convinced that Jesus is God only because someone told them that. And then it's just insane. But I understand. I understand. Thank you, Ronnie. Ronnie, right?
Yeah.
Thank you, Ronnie.
Terry bought a coffee. Who's dumber? Men. Because boys go to Jupiter to get more
Did
stupid.
Did she respond to the biblical question?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Who's dumber, men or women?
Men, because boys go to Jupiter to get more stupider, and girls go to Mars to get more candy bars. Amazing. Thanks, emoji.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday.
Three coffees from Boulevard. Jesse, great show today, meaning yesterday. Tell me everything I need to know.
Thank you. Amazing.
Someone bought a coffee. Hello, sir. For someone who said they're not trying to provoke anything between the races, it's amazing to me how the color of the person committing the crime and the person the crime is being committed against matters. I thought evil is evil. Why does color have? What does color have to do with it? Are you sure you're not trying to start a race war yourself?
When you communicate like that, and a black woman has been accused of killing a little white child and stabbing the mother, according to report of the child, you kind of say black. What the? Nah. And plus, the blacks, not all, but most are out of control when it comes to crime. Just through the roof. So that's why. But the battle is spiritual. It's evil. And we made it clear yesterday, it's evil working through the woman. It wasn't her, but the evil in her that was doing that. Amazing. Thank you.
Games for Rec bought a diamond. Thanks, Jesse and crew, yesterday.
Thank you.
Shout out to Games for Rec taking care of business. Karasu 737 and the rest of the supporters yesterday on D Live.
Right on. Thank you.
This morning, Stout Beer Tonight on Kick. Kick.com/Jesse Lee Peterson says, Jesse, stop hating on women. Without women, we would be cursed to eternal war and suffering. Women are all that's good about our life. Without women, men would destroy each other.
Are they joking?
I don't think he's
joking.
Is
that a joke?
You know it and I know it. Without women, we are nothing. Pay them more respect.
Because of women, you're in hell. What the... The hell came through your mama into you because the God above is the God of man. The God below is that of woman. So I think they're joking.
He says, I can't call because I don't want you to call me beta. And that's the end of the argument. And I think he's down under or somewhere because he says he can't wake up his family. It's nighttime right now.
Oh, okay. But thanks. I appreciate
Otherwise, he might call in.
Yeah, thank you.
He says, thank God above he gave us women to endure this ridiculous thing called life. Without women, we are scoundrels and beggars and cutthroats. Women are all that's good in life.
No, they're joking.
Greenwald bought a coffee.
I'm sure they're joking, but thank you.
Jesse, can you share another black people food recipe?
Another black people food?
Recipe?
Who want to know that?
Greenwald.
Another black people food? Recipe?
Yeah.
Like what was that?
I don't know what he means.
Me either. I don't share recipes.
Cornbread and chili, or it could be strawberry pop and peanuts.
What's cornbread and chili?
You don't put chili in your cornbread?
No.
You don't put cornbread in your chili? Whatever. Maybe that's a white people thing.
That's funny.
What
Moving
time?
On.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mobetta stand-up. Just a donation along with an LOL for Hake during Bible Thumper Thursday regarding online passport renewal. If anybody finds themselves hopelessly unemployed, simply burn your old passport and birth certificate. Claim refugee status. Then the U.S. will give you, government will give you more favoritism than you've ever felt in your life.
I know. What a mess.
Emoji.
What
Thank
a
you,
mess.
Mobetta.
Let me take a break. We'll finish this and your phone calls when I come back. Hey, thank you all very much. Hayes is coming in with the hate news, not the fake news, and I'll be back in a moment.
You get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of our one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Get It Off Your Chest Friday. June 14th, AD 2024. Happy Flag Day and happy birthday to our greatest president, Donald J. Trump. 78 years old. Our greatest president turns, according to Commie Nonsense Network CNN, a milestone that also begs the question of whether the U.S. should impose age limits. All of a sudden, they want to get ageist when it comes to a real man and a clear-minded man like our greatest president, Trump. Age limits for politicians. Comes as crooked Joe Biden, also age 81, is seeking to dispel concerns about his state of mind and fitness amid a pattern of public, what they call, gaffes. What a mess. And severe weather here in America, particularly South Florida. Heavy rainfall caused unrelenting flooding down there in South Florida, according to CNN. And it'll continue for a fourth consecutive day before a reprieve in sight for millions in the state. Since heavy rains started swamping the region on Tuesday, the flooding has become waist deep in some places. Hazardous conditions on the streets and roadways have stranded drivers, made roads impassable. What a mess. And they've forced some schools in hard-hit areas, counties, to shutter, and hundreds of flights canceled or delayed. Flood watches remain in effect for over 7 million people across South Florida, including Miami, Fort Lauderdale. On the other hand, high temperatures will expand across parts of the plains to the East Coast. Today will be the hottest day of the year so far. In Washington, D.C., the swamp itself reaching the mid-90s, or about 10 degrees higher than normal for that area. Plus, it's humid, so it's got to be oppressive. Anyway, Ukraine propaganda, here comes your daily dose. Crooked Joe Biden, the so-called president of America, and Ukrainian president, not a Christian, Volodymyr Zelensky, signed an historic security agreement on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Italy on Thursday, yesterday. We're going to stand by Ukraine, Crooked Joe Biden said, vowing lasting support for the country's defense now and into the future. The 10-year deal, 10 years, lays out a path for the U.S.'s long-term security relationship with Kiev. Also could be undone by future U.S. administrations. Hopefully so say sources. Crooked Zelensky, well, I call him crooked. Maybe I shouldn't do that. Volodymyr Zelensky, not a Christian, called it a truly historic day. After signing the agreement, said it would benefit all countries because Russia is a real global threat. He also expressed confidence that the pact will serve as a bridge to Kiev's efforts to join evil globo homo NATO. What a mess. Abortion in America, the so-called Supreme Court, yesterday, unanimously rejected a lawsuit challenging the FDA's, the evil FDA's, approach to regulating the abortion pill, mifepristone, allowing the drug to stay on the market. The ruling is a significant setback for the anti-abortion movement. In what was the first major Supreme Court case on so-called reproductive rights, meaning right to kill the baby, right of the woman to kill the baby and the evil doctors, since the court's conservative majority, so-called conservative majority, overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022. The challenge to the drug had been vehemently opposed by the pharmaceutical industry, Big Pharma, Evil Pharma, which warned that a ruling that second-guessed the regulations for mifepristone could open the door to legal challenges targeting all sorts of medications. Crazy stuff, huh, going on in the world. What a mess. By the way, 61% of Americans disapprove of the so-called Supreme Court per a Marquette law school poll. The public's view of the high court, high on pot in some cases, no, I'm kidding, totally kidding, has generally worsened in recent years following highly charged rulings and controversies over ethics and transparency with the justices' phony attacks. I'm James Eek.
Thank you. have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. There is a line open. You want to jump in there at 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. The biblical question, my biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy, my biblical question. Who's dumber, men or women? Who's dumber, men of women? Amazing, huh? Lots of responses about this question, for sure. Men and women have different views. Well, a lot of women agree and a lot of men agree. So it's interesting. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're busy doing whatever it is that you're doing, anywhere in the world, you can listen to the show. You can podcast later if you know, but you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate, and we're going to finish up on the Super Chats as well. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. 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 A Bond JLP app. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. It is Friday. And every Friday is Get It Off Your Chest Day. Every Friday is Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Ladies and gentlemen, the battle of the sexes is about to begin.
Face it, you've lost the battle of the sexes.
It's confusing for me. I'm panicking. Everything was going fine.
Worse than that. That's right.
Thank you so much.
Ah, we raised him.
Proud of him. Oh.
She's happy her son is a beta. Mind blowing. What a mess. I've said over and over again, there's no love. It's interesting, too, is that the average human being would tell you that they have love and that there is love in the world and that they have love. But when you look at their heart, they're evil. But they don't see that. Isn't that amazing? The average human being would say that they're in control of their own life. They do what they want to do. They do what they want to do. Isn't that amazing? Every human being, except for those who are waking up or can see, realize the one thing they realize about life is that they are not in control. I can't read this writing because it's too long. It goes all across the thing, so I can't tell what they're saying. They think that you're not in control. Not one human being is in control. You have never made a decision. As a matter of fact, it's impossible for you to make a decision. Think about it. All the decisions you have made, and they were wrong. Did you make those decisions? Or is there something else controlling you? And you think it's you controlling you. Think about the relationship you've been in. Marriage and friendships and workships and things. Did they work out very well for you? You chose the wrong wife, the wrong husband. You chose the wrong job, the wrong everything. But you think, because you can't see, that you're in control. The sooner you realize you're not in control, you'll become free. You'll be free just like that. Isn't that amazing? I want you to know, and I've said it over and over again, anger is evil. Anger is not a self-defense. And don't let people tell you that. Anger is not a self-defense. A lot of people have been told that, well, what would I defend myself with if I don't have anger? Jesus had it. All lies. There is something else working through you. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. Even your thoughts and ideas about God are deceiving you. They're deceiving you. Isn't that amazing? There's no love. There's only hate working through human beings. I encourage you to pay attention. Watch how human beings treat one another. Watch how a human being rejoices at another human being's suffering and misery. They rejoice in it. Is that love or is that hate? Human beings are evil. You need to see it, and you're not going to see it until you see it in you first. Then you'll see it in others. Everybody has the same problem. You must be born again of the heart. Salvation is of the heart. It's all about a return to the Father. If you have not returned to your earthly Father, you have no love. Zero. You lost. The suffering that you have, the fear, the doubt, the worry, the insecurity, the jealousy, the strife, the gossiping, the war mind, want to go to war and fight others, is due to a turning away from the Father and a lack of return to the Father for men and women. It's the same thing for you two ladies. If you want to be free, you got to return to the Father. If not, you will always be controlled by evil and call it you. Men and women. There's no way around it. And the world call it post-traumatic stress disorder. They call it everything but what it is, evil. It's a return away. It's a turning away from the Father. And you're trying to find it everywhere but in yourself. Look within. Don't look over there. Don't look over there. Don't look up. Don't look down. Don't look around to the left or the right. Look within. No love. A man, according to this report, a man shoots his wife at her work. A man shoots his wife at her work, then himself. Is that love? Who convinced this man, if this story is true, who convinced that man to go and shoot his ex-wife at her work? Who told him to do it? Did he tell himself? Did his emotions tell him? Or was it a thought? And then the emotion came, and then he carried out, if it's true. This is from the Daily Mail. Incidentally, the same giant ego grocery store. Remember we told you yesterday about a black female went to, according to the report, went to this grocery store in Ohio, I believe, and with a long knife in her hand. And according to the report, she had stolen from another store. She walking around with it in this grocery store. And she somehow or another, this white woman, her child, caught her attention, according to a report, and she followed them out into the parking lot, killed the boy with the knife, and wounded the mother. Well, that happened again at the same store, according to this report. Giant Ego Grocery Store. Where a black woman killed a white 3-year-old boy was the scene of a murder suicide a year ago, late June 2023. Remind me not to go to that store. A guy by the name of Bernard Edward Smith, age 60, shot dead his older ex-wife, Susan Peterson, age 61. Now, who do you think told that man to get up and go, if this is true, to go and do that at 60? To shoot his ex-wife, age 63, as she worked at the store before turning a gun on himself, 2 decades after they divorced in 2004. So, according to the story, it was Peterson, Bernard Peterson was 60. His ex-wife, Susan Peterson, 63, 2 decades after the divorce, he went and killed her. Who do you think influenced him to do that? Who do you think influenced you to have fear, have anger? Anger is not love. His name was Bernard Edward Smith. The wife named Susan Smith. I mean Peterson, according to this report. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. I would suggest you wake up. But if you like your hell and you love suffering, you love your fear, which you can easily just drop if you wanted to, then suffer. Suffer and die in your hell. It's interesting you could be free and you refuse freedom over hell. Jeff is out of Ohio. Jeff, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I had a question, but real quick first, I just wanted to give a brief testimonial to you.
Okay.
I had some changes occur in my life this past month, and I'm not going to get into specifics, so I just want to be quick, but just coming back to the present, it was just simply amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. In what way was it? I understand what you mean, but some people might not. How was it amazing?
Well, I've been following you for a long time, but this is really the first time I really got to put it to the test as an adult.
Yeah.
And your message, and the changes really caused me to reminisce, honestly, and I lost someone real important to me in the same time period, and just coming back to the present, it was just amazing. I can't even describe it, really.
I know what you mean. It is hard to find words, so you try to tell people about it, but the words cannot really explain what you're talking about. I know what you mean.
Yeah, and just being a man, and like you say, you have to go through things alone in life.
Yeah.
And really, I have a wife, and I have three children, and I just had to go through this alone, honestly. I didn't bring it up to them at all. I mean, it was just amazing. But
well, stay with it.
Thank you so much for your message.
You're welcome, man. I'm telling you, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And you haven't seen anything yet. It gets clearer and clearer and easier and amazing. It just gets better. Stay with it. No matter what situation comes, you stay with it.
Yes, sir, I will. Thank you.
Yeah.
And my question, the first time I called, I asked about how you can parent with perfect love. And like I said, I do have three children, and I have a fourth on the way.
Right on.
My question is, should parents tell their children they love them, like out loud, or like do children need to hear this? And real quick, the reason I asked is because my parents did always tell me they loved me. But then I think about my grandparents, and they were from like the old school. My grandpa was born in 1919 and my grandma was born in the 20s. And they did watch me a lot growing up, and I don't ever remember them telling me they loved me, but I could just feel it. I just knew.
Yeah.
So that was my question. Do children need to hear that you love them, or?
If you are the parents of love, the kids would rarely say that to the children. And if you do say it, it will have a different impact on them. So I wouldn't plan not to say it, and I wouldn't plan to say it. I would just live my life in the light, in the moment, in present, and you will see if it needs to be said. It will have the different impact on them if you should have to say it.
Okay. And that was my intuition, honestly.
Yeah. And you're right about my grandparents never, they may have said it once in a while. My grandfather never said it, but my grandmother may have said it, but They didn't have to say it. I knew that they did love me. It was like...
That's so true. It really is.
Yeah.
It's amazing because my grandfather, he fought in World War II. He was a prisoner. He was an amazing man, farmer.
Yeah.
My grandmother, you know, they lived through the Depression and stuff, and I just knew they loved me. They didn't, you know, it was just them saying, like, hey, you want to go out to the farm and do stuff in the garden or just... You know, did you eat or anything like that? Like my grandma, that's how they said it.
Yeah.
But I just knew.
Yeah. You know? I think this whole thing about tell your children you love, you never tell them that you love. I think that came about later in life when men started to allow women to take over.
Right.
I think that idea, you need to tell your children you love them. You need to be at every football game, every basketball game, that's a woman's thing. It's a mother thing. It's not. Men don't normally operate that way.
Okay. Because, yeah, sometimes I'll be looking at my son and I just, you know, he's 3 years old. I'm just like, I love you, son. But
yeah.
It just comes over me. I don't really plan on it or nothing.
Right but, on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amazing. Jeff, stay with us, stay with us, stay with it.
Thank you, Jesse. I really appreciate you.
All right.
Have a good day.
You too, buddy. Amazing. Today is the Great White Hope birthday, Donald Trump's birthday. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. We did the song this morning in the first hour. Check it out.
Amazing.
It's also Flag Day. It's also Flag Day. Amazing, huh? 888-7753 to ya. Happy birthday
amazing.
To ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to ya.
Amazing.
Happy birthday, Mr. President. Amazing. Amazing. I bet you the liberals even hate him on his birthday. You want a piece of cake? No.
Come on, man.
They hate the president even on his birthday. How can you hate someone on their birthday? Amazing. Let me go to Seth out of Virginia. Let's see here. Seth, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Yo. Hey, how's it going?
All is well.
Hey, responding to the biblical question today.
Who's dumber, men or women?
Women are dumber.
And why do you say women?
Because then the order would be switched. It would be God over Christ, Christ over women. Women over man over children. And, men just have more responsibilities. They wouldn't have made men under Christ if they weren't to feed their women by winning chess games.
Say what now?
I said if men weren't under Christ, then they wouldn't be tasked with feeding their families by winning chess games.
And who was tasked with winning... feeding their family with testing. Where did you get that from?
I was just joking.
Oh, I see.
Like
I thought you had seen that somewhere.
No, I'm making that up.
Oh, okay. What the? Well, I appreciate you responding to the biblical question, Seth, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Very interesting what you said there.
Yeah, and you were right to me about a bunch of stuff. So, I could only have that response, I think, with what I think is right and what I'm hearing.
Right on. Well, stay with it, man.
Thanks.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Bye now. 888-7753-773. D'Angelo out of Michigan. D'Angelo, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Jesse, today?
All is well, sir.
I talked to you before. We were talking about Tulsa, Oklahoma last time. But this time I want to talk about Juneteenth and why do you feel like it's not a holiday worth celebrating?
Well, because it's a made-up thing in order to appease the blacks. According to the report, slavery ended, and a few blacks in Texas didn't know about it. They didn't hear about it until later in the year or something, years. And so just because a handful of blacks didn't know slavery had ended is not a reason to have a national holiday. They're just doing that to appease the blacks rather than showing the blacks how to overcome anger.
I mean, I feel like it's nothing wrong with having something that commemorates the black people and the contribution we have had in America.
What contribution?
What contribution?
Yeah.
A lot of contributions, man. We got,
like
you
what?
You don't think black people contributed anything here? We helped build the nation.
What contribution?
I just said it. We helped build the nation. We have black doctors.
How did you help build a nation?
How do we help build a nation? The whole economic system that entails slavery really built the nation. I mean, that's how the nation got money to fund itself and then have more capital on everything.
How did the blacks help build a nation?
How the hell? The same way white people built the nation, man. We had to build structures, build buildings. We got black inventors. We have black.
How did the blacks help build a nation?
I said help build the nation, not a nation.
How did the black help build the nation?
You don't feel like blacks help build the nation at all?
You said it, but you have not given me an example.
I gave you plenty of examples.
No, you just named off some stuff, but you didn't say what they have done.
What we have done, we fought wars to help. I mean, to help overcome adversaries. Inventions.
What war did the blacks fight?
We fought World War II. World War II. We fought the.
You were in World War II. Were you in the war?
No, I wasn't in the war, but black people.
Have you ever been to war?
I've never been to war.
So why do you say we were in a war?
I'm speaking of black people, man. You said black. I'm black. That's why. You know what I'm saying? So I'm saying we.
But you were never in a war. That doesn't make sense. You would say we.
I'm speaking as black people. You said, what have blacks done? And I'm just putting myself in the group because I identify as a black man. So that's why I said we.
I remember,
blacks, like you said, the blacks. You don't even identify yourself as a black man.
I remember when my master used to say he was sick. I said, "Yes, sir, master, we sick." That's what I asked.
So what? What you asked me? What have black done? And
far you haven't told me.
So you don't feel like? What do you feel like blacks have done in this?
That's what you said, and I'm trying to get proof, and you haven't given me any.
I gave you wars. I gave you black inventors. I gave you.
What did the black invent?
What about we have the air conditioner?
You keep saying we. Did you invent anything?
Blacks have air conditioner, stoplight.
The black did not invent the stoplight, man.
So what have blacks contributed? What do you think blacks have contributed to America?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Dang, man, you hate us that much? Jeff?
No.
Hold on,
buddy. Hold on. Let me take a quick... Don't hang up. Hold on. 888-7753-773. Quick break. Back in a moment. Don't hang up, D'Angelo. I'll be right back. Amazing. Have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back. It's Get It Off Your Chest Friday, 888-777-5773, 888-77-JESSE. Check out, go over to BigClubUSA.com. Some good Afro jerky over there. BigClubUSA.com and get your pack of Afro jerky, not a beta jerky, but an alpha jerky. Watch this. Oh, we don't have a sound to it. Alpha energy, they say. Is it energy drinks? No. Is it cigars? No. This Afro jerky from Big Club USA. Afro male, and you can have Afro jerky energy too. Amazing. People tell me I have a lot of Afro energy. Amazing. Check it out, BigClubUSA.com. All right. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com at 9 a.m. this morning from 9 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday. And after that, the fallenstate.tv. Brand was a new episode on the Fallen State today, but it happened back in 2016 on the fallenstate.tv. This week episode is a re-upload of an interview I did with Jordan Peterson back in 2016. And Jordan is an author and psychology professor. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What are principles and where do they come from?
To treat other people like you'd like them to treat you and tell the truth.
Why is the difference between men and women important?
You have to have some sort of model for your behavior. It helps us remain predictable and desirable to one another. If you get rid of all the roles, then no one knows what to do. I think that the people who are pushing this agenda have the destruction of Western civilization as their fundamental goal.
Amazing. TheFallenState.tv at 12 noon today, Pacific time. Support The Fallen State at go to TheFallenState.tv/donate. And then at 4 p.m., The American Anchor, baby. The American riding, flying high. Not off pot, not off fentanyl, not off nothing but natural energy given to him by God, a genius. Isn't that amazing? 888-777-5773. Let me go quickly back to D'Angelo out of Michigan. D'Angelo, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. My question is, you don't feel
black people contributed nothing positive to America?
Well, before the so-called civil rights movement happened, which was the worst thing that ever happened to the blacks, other than abortion, the civil rights movement. Prior to that, black Americans were contributing to the country. They were not blaming white people. They treated everyone the way that they would like to be treated. They had families they thought and did for themselves. They had no leaders. So back then, they just contributed to America, but they are not doing it now.
But what do you feel about the GI Bill, the Homestead Act, redlining? What do you feel about those type of things?
The GI Bill, from what I know of it, the men who serve in the military, the men who serve in the military should receive that. So I agree with you about that.
What about redlining and the Homestead Act? Black people wasn't even allowed to even participate in that, or the trillions of dollars that the government gave subsidy. They call it subsidy for white folks and welfare for black people, or handouts. But it's subsidies for white people, like Homestead Act, the GI Bill, which made people come home from war and were able to buy houses for black men when they came home from war. They couldn't get none of that red line.
That's not true.
That's very true.
I know black men who came home from the military and they got the GI Bill. No problem.
But you know a small portion. I'm talking about what held our people down when it first started.
Hey,
what about redlining?
Let's do it one thing at a time. It is absolutely not true. It's a made up lie.
Let me speak.
Hey.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's your show. I respect you.
Yeah, thank you. It's a made up lie that the black people were not able to. The men who served in the military were not able to get the GI Bill. I know black men. I heard of black men who got the bill and they went to school. They got their home. They did what they wanted to do with it. So that's not true. You're telling half-truths here. And I understand that half-truths are told in order to control the people. So I do know why you do it.
And then
as far as the so-called redlining, if you don't pay back the bank loan or you don't pay back the bank for the money that you get from them, you should be redlined. Nobody want to give you money that you're unwilling to pay back.
It was written in laws where specifically Negroes wasn't allowed to live in that community. That you was not able to rent or buy houses for Negroes. What are you talking about, Jesse? Come on, man. What's wrong with that?
If that's true, what's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that? It's a lot wrong with that. When at the end of the day, you give us an area of town that we can live in, but our value property, you can value our value property.
Who did that?
Your property. They did.
What's wrong with that? You didn't tell me what's wrong with it.
What's wrong with that is that means you're financially keeping people back when you, at the end of the day, you'll devalue their land and give more value to the other people's land where they can take out loans, send their kids to school.
Let me ask you this. If the blacks were to value their own land by keeping it up, you know, clean and painting their homes and cutting their grass and keep the trash out of the yard and out of the house and did that, would their property value automatically go up as well?
Well, let me explain.
No, answer that question. Answer that question first.
I give you that. It will go up.
Who would want to live around the blacks who don't even value their own property?
But this was in place on a time where you were saying black people had morality. They had these laws back then when black people had morality that you said before the civil rights era. These laws was in place. So why would it be in place and you are devaluing our home when you feel like where black people have morality, we have family structure, the man was in the house.
And you know what happened? You know what happened when black had values? Their land, they took care of their property. The mothers stay home and watch over the man's children. And why do blacks want so badly to live in white neighborhoods? What's wrong with them? What's wrong with the blacks that they went down the road and the road was broke. And then it started raining down the road, and then Michelle came down the road.
Nobody knows. It's not the fact that
Monsieur
we want
and Mr. Leroy came down the road.
But if your
Grover.
Property value is
and Uncle Grover
value,
wasn't even
property,
around.
If what's, your property value,
and
if your property
why,
value was worth
why,
more,
and then
Miss Seeger
heard about Monsieur.
Man, you know what, man?
Let me ask you something, D'Angelo.
You got a deep-seated hatred. When somebody
D'Angelo.
Put in face,
D'Angelo.
You, when somebody give you facts.
D'Angelo, can you hear me?
Hey,
can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, let me ask.
Let
me ask again. Before the so-called civil rights movement happened, was the worst thing for the blacks, right, other than abortion. Black people were not concerned about living in white neighborhood. They were quite happy.
Yes, they were.
No, they were not.
Okay, so what made us want to live in a white neighborhood? What made us say, okay, we got it so good, we just going to destroy everything that we ever had. We want to live in a white neighborhood. No, they can see the differences and the indifferences of things that was happening.
You want
so,
me
I
to
mean,
tell
nobody
you?
Just say,
may
I take rabbit ass mind?
May
nobody
I tell you?
Just say, oh, wait,
may I tell you?
What? Yeah.
The blacks stopped thinking for themselves during the so-called civil rights movements. And they allowed themselves to be controlled by Martin Luther King, Jesse Jackson, Louis Farrakhan, Al Sharpton, and others. And then they turned them over to the government. They turned the blacks over to the government.
He whistled at a white girl, got castrated.
D'Angelo.
He got castrated.
D'Angelo.
Man, come on. Yeah, you a guy. You hate your people.
D'Angelo. D'Angelo. And then the blacks sold them over to the Democratic Party, and from that point forward, the blacks have been relying on someone else to think for them, do for them, give them free money. They've been begging and whining and blaming ever since.
Is that true or not?
D'Angelo, stay with me for a minute. Is that true or not?
It's not true.
Do black people have black leadership?
Let me say this. So a man marching with signs that said, I am a man, back in the 60s for civil rights, that's warning for dogs and hoses and getting beat by for peaceful protests. And they wasn't even rioting then. They wasn't
what?
Even no riots.
So what now?
They was what?
What'd you say?
I said men was in the street protesting. Just saying, with signs that said, "I am a man that wanted to be treated like an equal man," was that justified for having dogs let out on them?
Yes.
Water hose
yes.
Why?
And the reason is a real man would never be in the street talking about "I want to be treated equally" because a real man would be free, and a real man don't need the real man don't need someone
don't
to treat. Guns, hold on a minute, D'Angelo.
Man, you are.
D'Angelo, real men don't need.
I don't see how you look in the mirror. I don't see how you look in the mirror, bro. That's crazy. I don't see. Then you have a white Jesus on your stuff. You have a white Jesus when you talk about.
Oh my what?
Jesus.
Where white Jesus?
You think Jesus white? On your right on your information when you look at your when you look at
where the
your,
white
your
Jesus.
Show, when you look at your show.
Where the white
when
Jesus?
You look at your show, you have a picture of a white Jesus pop up. On your show, you think Jesus white?
Oh, the thumbnail. Hold on a minute. D'Angelo, take a breath.
Yo,
Calm down.
Crazy, bro.
Calm down, dear. And I'm trying to have a conversation with you, right?
You are Uncle Ruckus.
No, Uncle Tom. Oh, I may be Uncle Ruckus, too. Yeah. D'Angelo, I got to run, buddy. You start doing the name calling. The conversation is over. Call me again, okay? He gone down to, way down to the name call. He was doing fine, screaming and yelling. But no. So I'm told that there is a white Jesus on the thumbnail.
Silent prayer.
Oh, the silent prayer. Oh, and he had good hair. Jesus wasn't black. You want me to have a black Jesus? What the?
It doesn't look that white.
He look white to me.
He looks,
I can't even hear you.
He looks Jewish.
Yes. See, D'Angelo, he's Jew. Jewish. He's not white. He's Jewish. I didn't know where he was saying the white man. I know he had no white Jesus.
Don't you have a black Jesus for them? Didn't they give you?
Oh, yeah. What happened to my black Jesus? Sean put it somewhere. Sean, did you take my black Jesus back to Philly, too? He's around here somewhere.
Crazy.
Somebody sent me a black Jesus. He's around here somewhere. Yeah, good hair. Yeah, hair like a white man. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super
chat.
Mobetta stand up says JLP experts, engineers, and producers. Just another round of coffees to see you with five coffees. To see you struggle with technical issues after my last offering basket donation happens to all of us. Hope no angry globalist people who control our policies and media, politics and media, were actually trying to censor your free speech with denial of service hacking.
No, that was something that happened on our end. We just misclicked the button. And we just have to turn it back on. It was just, we couldn't see it. But it's fine. Thank you, though. Appreciate that.
He says, frowny face, what a mess.
What a mess.
Two coffees.
Oh, there go my black Jesus. He was on the floor. What was he? Where you getting it from, Hassan? He was over there by the horse? Oh, maybe about to take a ride to Jerusalem, to Bethlehem. I got dust off. Black. He got dust on him. D'Angelo, they treated black Jesus bad around
what
here. Let me get black Jesus all dusted off. I'm watching Jesus' feet.
Come on, man.
See, D'Angelo, there go the black Jesus. See?
Amazing.
I'm fair.
The blindness.
What?
The blindness. Just commenting on his call.
Oh.
And I don't even care about the white Jesus, black Jesus thing. I'm thinking about the being a man and complaining and protesting and stuff.
He said that the people of the civil rights movement they carry signs that said, I'm a man, I want to be respected. That ain't no man.
I am a man.
The last thing, D'Angelo, a man think about is being respected. Who is there to be respected anyway?
It's just like the phony Black Lives Matter thing. Oh, Black Lives, hey, whites, Black Lives Matter. Hey, whites, I'm a man.
Right.
I am a man.
If you got to say you're a man, then you got some issues. Uh-huh. If you got to have a picket sign to say it, you got double trouble.
Terrible.
You don't really believe you're a man. Oh, amazing. But thank you, D'Angelo. Very interesting.
Two coffees from Ravender. I'm wanted, wanted. Dead or Alive. Loopy song, isn't it?
Thank you.
Don't know which one it is.
Me either.
We grew up on Christian music.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that. What's his name?
Ravender.
Ravender, but thank you.
Nice.
So you're not familiar with that song either?
Nope. I said we grew up on Christian music.
I know.
You can just be with Vanessa.
Who is Vanessa?
Well, it's kind of like... gently.
Oh, you mean, okay.
Mobetta.
Right. Adjusting the mic gently.
Five coffees. Yesterday's caller,
ooh,
Tanner.
Look, I'm being gentle.
Tanner from Oklahoma is not a Christian. Yesterday's caller, he says Mobetta. He is a very academic atheist or Jew who did lots of research on his enemy Christianity before he called and tried to shoot holes in everything we stand for. Typical for such activists or postmodern brainwashed oxymorons like Judeo-Christians, JLP did well while speaking with such an angry caller.
Amazing. Thank you. Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi.
Jovi, who is that? He's a singer? That's who sang that song?
Singer and rocker.
Oh, Hassan said that's who sang that song.
Okay.
I wanted
dead or alive.
Right. We got it. Thank
Amazing.
You.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And thank you. Thank you,
Mobetta.
Yeah.
I don't remember what Tanner was saying, but he was on something.
He was, yeah, I remember him. Something. He was a Bible thump, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone bought a copy, a quote from a video game. I want to have my revenge against him, against Caesar. I want to call it my own to make my anger God's anger to justify things I've done. Interesting.
Amazing. Thank you.
Mobetta with another five coffees.
Thank you.
I know you all stressed with tech drama that I doubt was any of your team's fault. I don't mean to
I just said it was on. I was in.
Take this horrible dad joke I saw on the internet. Another five coffees today and be strong tomorrow. If you drive the fam and see a bunch of cows, you say, look, a flock of cows. And the kids, herd of cows, Dad. And Dad says, of course I've heard of them. There's a flock of them right over there.
What they doing over there when we need them over here. Mm. Thank you.
Someone bought another coffee.
I heard on the local news yesterday that people go to Disneyland. I guess down in Florida somewhere?
Yeah.
And they end up spending up to $2,000. They get in debt by going to Disneyland. And then when asked, why do you do it? They say, oh, everybody has to go to Disneyland. We got to take the family to Disneyland. And Disneyland, whatever, is where everyone must visit, right? And they go into debt up to $2,000, sometimes more.
That's wild.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
All for the thrill. And then when they get back home, they got the thrill from telling everybody they were going to Disneyland. They got the thrill from being at Disneyland. And then they ran up their credit or they spent their money in debt. And when they get back home, they have the same misery. They're right back in their hell. And now they're in the hell with debt. All for the thrill. All for the thrill. I couldn't believe that, but yet I could.
Yeah.
Isn't that like amazing?
That is. That's wild.
All for the thrill. Amazing.
People kill themselves for thrills.
Uh-huh. People commit suicide for thrills.
Wow.
Anyway, thank you.
Someone bought another coffee. Another quote from the same game. For many of us, the road is a difficult one, but the path is always there for us to follow. No matter how many times we may fall. I wish you and everyone there well, says someone.
Thank you. I appreciate that, someone.
Danny Moore. All right, Jesse and the lads. Jesse, what do you think happens to the souls of children? For example, a little boy who got strapped by that black woman, stabbed. If he had anger but never had the chance to return to the Father, would he be forever in hell or get another chance to come back to earth? Asked Danny.
Wow, her son said, my dad by a bank rusher because he went to Disneyland.
Terrible.
Wow. Thank you all. Thank you for that. Back in a moment.
Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. Silent prayer. You know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces. Like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tarner. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and his love. It's going to be amazing, man.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Get It Off Your Chest Friday, June 14th, AD 2024. There is one line open currently. You can call in if you're watching live. You can call in 1-888-775-3773. That's 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E. No I in Jesse. And you can get on hold to get on air with JLP, and we will be right back for hour three. But first, fake news on fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports the fate of the 120 remaining hostages in Gaza, 120, is crucial to any deal ending the months-long conflict between Israel and Hamas. But a senior Hamas official told Commie Nonsense that no one has an idea how many of these hostages are even alive, and that any deal to release them must include guarantees of a permanent ceasefire and complete withdrawal of Israeli forces from Gaza. Benny Gantz, remember that name? He quit Israel's war cabinet last week. He was like the number two guy or something like that. He was kind of up there in Bibi's cabinet. He said Israel knows how many hostages in Gaza are still alive, he claims. He added that the public will receive details on some of the hostages, quote, in due time, unquote. Meanwhile, negotiations over the U.S.-backed proposal to free the hostages and end the fighting have intensified in recent days, appeared to grind to a halt Wednesday after Hamas presented its response to the document. So what a mess. Anyway, Puerto Rico. Lawmakers called for a state of emergency declaration. According to the far-left female-run outlet The Skim, power outages have plagued the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico since the beginning of June, with the most recent one leaving 350,000 people without electricity for hours during a heat wave. Terrible. The outage interrupted water services. Wow. And put the lives of the elderly and the ill at risk, especially those who rely on respirators and refrigerators for insulin. Luma Energy, the private company that transmits and distributes electricity in Puerto Rico, said that the outage stemmed from failures in two transmission lines. Even though the power is now back on, lawmakers are calling for the governor to declare a state of emergency. Outages have also put a spotlight on the territory's infrastructure, communist buzzword. Sounds sort of like mismanagement to me, not keeping their stuff up. I don't know. Puerto Rico has faced ongoing problems with electricity since Hurricane Maria, despite already fragile grid way back in 2017. That's when Trump helped them out. He tossed them some paper towels or something, and the liberals got mad. Government officials have long promised the privatization of power grid would improve service, but that is yet to happen, according to them. Frustrated Puerto Ricans took to social media after the most recent outage to demand the removal of the private companies they want socialism, like Luma Energy. Another power outage earlier this month lasted so long, towns in the central and southern regions of the territory had to activate emergency response teams and request food distribution. Sounds like they need a high-trust society, but they're not very high-trust people, high-trustworthy people. Who knows? Anyway, Apple entered the gender wage gap mess. Not looking good. Two female Apple employees, according to the far-left female-run outlet The Skim. Just joke of an outlet, but I read it. They filed a class-action lawsuit yesterday alleging the tech giant pays women less than men. Probably rightly so. Who knows? For doing this, quote-unquote, same work in their Apple Care engineering and marketing departments. Filed on behalf of 12,000 former and current female employees at Apple, the lawsuit said the company's hiring practices widened the pay gap between men and women instead of closing it. Probably because they hire less qualified women in order to get more women in. That's my guess. Who knows? And they also let them have time off and all that stuff, you know. After a 2018 California law made it illegal to ask about previous pay, Apple asked new hires how much they expected to be compensated. The lawsuit, so these women are sort of more agreeable, as Jordan Peterson has said. Anyway, I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 3. ¶¶
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
I want to ask you 8887, oh, uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the show. Good morning. Happy Flash Day and happy birthday to the great white hope, Donald Trump, today.
Amazing.
This will be a big day today. It's Friday. It's Flag Day, and it's Donald Trump Day, his birthday. Amazing.
Amazing.
Celebrate, celebrate the great white hope birthday today around the world by everybody and their mama. I was thinking about, oh, let me tell you this. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy. Who's dumber? Men? Of women.
Arvin.
Men of women. Who's dumber? Everybody have an opinion about this one. Amazing biblical question. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP. Talk. And JLP bond cash app, right? Bond JLP cash app. Bond JLP cash app. Bond JLP cash app. Amazing. And if you're out and about, you're too busy. You're too busy to sit and listen to the show right now anywhere around the world because we are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. And if you're black, everybody and they mama. But if you're white, everybody and their mama. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad. Whether you're on an airplane right now and somebody fighting. Whether you're on an airplane and the door's falling off. Whether you're on the airplane or not, and the plane got an emergency landing because they have DEI. Did you know that everything is falling apart because they're hiring people who are not qualified, but because of the color of the skin or female? Isn't that amazing? But anyway, you can be listening to the show on your iPhone, iPad. You can podcast the show later by calling the listen line at 605-615-615-4131. 605-615-4131. Amazing, huh? It's Friday. It's Get It Off Your Chest Day. It is Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached because everything you say about black people and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Ladies and gentlemen, the battle of the sexes is about to begin.
Face it, you've lost the battle of the sexes.
It's confusing for me. I'm panicking. Everything was going fine.
Of course. We're smart. That's right.
Thank you so much.
Bert. I'm able to. What's your name? Okay, you can do me.
You pay for this?
Yeah, I pay for that. Yeah, I pay for it.
We raised good kids.
Yeah, so right. Proud of them.
They proud that they raised weak kids. Amazing. Two quick things. Number one, Hake has on a very, he's going to tell you guys about it on his show, of course, has on a very interesting shirt today, White Power. Tell us about your shirt, Hake, of the HakeReport.com.
It's a,
who is that and what is it?
This is my little niece girl.
Oh, that's Clark.
Yeah, it's Caitlin Clark.
You say you're a little niece girl.
Yeah, because she's like, she could be like my niece.
Oh.
Even though she's 6 foot tall. Yeah, that's Caitlin Clark, the of the Indiana Fever.
Oh.
WNBA player, basketball player, woman.
The white girl who played better than the black girls, and now the black girls are jealous.
Yeah. So she's my heroine, which means hero woman.
So you're supporting your white people?
Yes.
Hake is supporting his white people. We may have to talk to her during White History Month.
Indeed.
In July.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Wouldn't that be nice? Thank you. Yeah. Oh, you want to see the back of it?
Yeah. I didn't know I wanted to, but yeah. 22, Caitlin Clark. And she signed it.
Yeah, maybe. Did she
she signed it.
Cool.
That's a real deal.
Nice.
You can't wash it. You got to keep it. Nice shirt.
Yeah, thank you.
Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark, for those who don't know, is the white girl who played basketball at Indiana Fever thing. And the black girls are jealous and they're pushing her down. They're attacking her. They won't let her go to the Olympic. They're giving her the blues.
Indiana Fever, for those who don't know, it's a women's basketball team in the WNBA, women's NBA, in case you haven't heard of that, because a lot of people probably haven't heard of that name.
And Caitlin, right, and Caitlin got the fever, and she's hot, and she can't be stopped.
And she has white, tall, and pretty privilege.
She got the fever, and she's hot, and she can't be stopped. Come on, man. You ever heard that before?
No.
You heard that, Hassan? No. She got the fever. She's hot, and she can't be stopped.
Nice.
What the?
One other point I want to make. I was talking to D'Angelo, and he was talking about the blacks, and he couldn't prove anything, and he couldn't prove me wrong. And I would let him talk, and I would let him talk, he couldn't prove me wrong. And when he couldn't win the war, you know what he did?
He started shouting over you. Oh, he was shouting over you almost the whole time, and then he started calling names.
Calling name. Indeed. Personal attack.
Yeah.
He called me Uncle Tom or Uncle Ruckus.
Yep.
But that's how human beings function, because their hearts are evil. When they can't win you in a debate or they attack personally, that's the wickedness of the heart. Isn't that something?
Indeed.
When they lose the battle, rather than say, okay, you're right, I lost. I learned something. Yeah. They were attacked rather than white flag.
What was interesting, too, was that you were calling on blacks and him and people in general to be men, to be independent, and not to do it, be into this dumb protest stuff and complaining stuff.
Yeah.
But he wanted to hold on to that. Hold on to his enemies and reject his friend, which is you.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
When God said human beings' hearts are evil, he wasn't playing.
Terrible.
He wasn't playing. An angry heart is a murderer in spirit and sometimes in the physical. So have you heard of Hindu yoga?
No. I don't know if I even want to be here for this talk.
What is it called? Who? Kundalini yoga. Kundalini yoga. I had never heard of that.
Bless you.
Until now. Kundalini yoga. You never heard of that?
No, I have not.
This is going to be a treat for you then.
Okay.
You think that shirt is bad, meaning good.
Oh, okay.
Because she's hot.
Right. And she can't be stopped.
And she can't be stopped. She's bad. She's hot. And she can't be stopped. But Kundalini yoga need to be stopped.
I agree.
It's a modern form of yoga that involves spirituality.
Oh, Kundalini.
What did I say?
Kundalini.
Or whatever.
Well, maybe the K is...
In Africa, it's Hundi.
Maybe the K sounds like an H. I could be wrong.
According to the producer, the producer note says that Hinduism,
want me to read it?
Kundalini, yeah.
In Hinduism, Kundalini is called divine feminine energy.
And this feminine...
According to Wikipedia.
Right. And this energy is a mess. I want you to see what Kundalini yoga looked like, according to this report. I had never heard of it before. Y'all watch this. I want you to see this. All right? And see if this is something you would like to do. And you got enough problem already. Do you want to add? Watch this from X. They're barking like dogs.
There's a dude. There's a couple of dudes, I think.
And they won.
And they're white. They must not be normal white. There's something else.
Those are intellectual whites.
We'll go with that.
Really? Those are intellectual, educated whites. Nobody else with common sense would be doing that.
True.
No one with common sense. You done that before, Hassan?
I've not that. I should have waited until I seen the clip. I haven't done that exercise, but I have partaken in some yoga, meditation, stuff like that.
Like that?
Not the woo woo. I've never seen that exact thing. But in that ballpark.
What the?
They remind me of monkeys or apes.
They bark like dogs.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, who let the dog out? I thought somebody let the dog out. Not Hassan, but Monto said he did it. Monto, well, come here for a minute. And he has no regret about it.
Oh, no. What did I get myself into?
You've done this before? He went right in front of you.
I was trapped into it. I thought I was
Mood is down for him. I can't see his face.
Oh. I thought I was joining a regular yoga class.
So you done the...
This way. This way. Oh, there you go.
You nice. Done the who didn't you yoga?
Yeah, the...
What?
Right here in L.A.?
What?
Yeah.
And what, Doc?
And what was it like doing that?
I felt like an idiot.
I'm sorry?
I felt like an idiot. I couldn't wait to go home, but I was trapped. I was embarrassed to leave. So I just stayed and just acted like a monkey with the rest of them. Just kept on going for like an hour.
An hour?
Yeah.
Then you need a bottle of water after that.
Yeah.
That's a good workout, though.
And then I was enlightened.
What's the purpose of it?
I have no idea. Everyone there was with these like crazy hippie dippies, and nobody could explain why they were doing it.
And so, why did you go?
Did anybody give a funny look?
I mean, I was one of like two guys in the whole class, so I think that was funny in itself. But everyone was wearing like these linen, white, silly outfits, and I was just there in like gym clothes. So I just looked like a bro.
Crazy. And were you enlightening from it?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, out of breath.
I was definitely lightheaded. So I was that kind of enlightened.
What a mess.
Terrible.
It's mostly young, intellectual,
it's like
white girls, huh?
Yeah, like hippy-dippy types. Yeah. You know, vegans and stuff like that.
I used to take those yoga classes with the guru.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine, he was a guru, yoga guru. So he traveled around the world during the classes. And he would ask me to come and take the class, you know, do the class, but then do the silent prayer afterward. And it was interesting. But what I noticed is that the classes were always, with the exception to the rule, built of young, educated, intellectual white people. They take those kind of classes and stuff.
Yeah. The weirdest thing to me was everyone in the class was like very like, namaste. And then they left the class, and they got right back to their normal voices and their normal attitudes, like as soon as they left the door.
Amazing. So this is, what's your name?
Monto.
Monto. My new PR guy to the world. My new PR guy. Monto. And what's your name?
My real name is Omid.
Oh, yeah, Omid. He looked like one of those Allah U'Abba people, and so I forget. But welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Amazing. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice.
Amazing. Anyway, what do you think about that class?
Keep me away from that.
Had you ever seen that before now?
Actually, yesterday, I think that you guys showed it. Somebody showed, one of your producers showed it to you.
Uh-huh.
Maybe Anchor Baby.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, man.
White people mess.
Terrible. I disavow that. Completely.
Amazing. All right. Thank you, Hank.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll see you in a minute here with the Super Chats. And then on the Hank Report at 9 a.m. this morning.
Nice.
Coming up right after this show. Nice shirt, though, by the way.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Caitlin Clark is hot. She's bad.
Amazing.
And she can't be stopped.
Come on, man.
It's amazing to watch the Caitlin Clark deal with the attacks that are coming from the blacks on her. On the court and everything.
All right,
okay. It's amazing to see how she's dealing with all that. Anyway, 888-7753-773. Let me go to out of Florida. Let me go to Arvind out of Florida. Arvin, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. So I called to answer the biblical question.
Who's dumber, men or women?
So, yeah, this is just my personal opinion. I think it's men.
And why do you think it's men?
Because it's easier for men to accept that they are wrong, and you have to be dumb to accept that you're wrong so that you can be closer to the Father.
It's easier for men to accept that they're wrong, and you have to be dumb to get closer to the Father, you say?
Yes.
Amazing. Okay, interesting input, Matt. I'm thinking about it. I've never heard it put that way, but it's interesting. And so I will put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you for that.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, buddy.
Can I know I didn't mention this with the person that taught me, but can I ask a question?
Yes.
So I'm having kind of, I don't want to call it difficulties, but it's just situations where when I meet like girls and stuff like that, I just don't have anything common to talk to them about. So do you have any advice?
Yeah. If you don't have it, what's happening is when you wake up, all of a sudden you have nothing in common with the world anymore. You have nothing in common. And so when you run into a lot of people, they want to have dumb conversations about nothing, and you just don't, it's just not in you anymore to do that. And so when you run into people like that, and if you don't have anything to say, don't say anything. If you don't want to talk, don't talk. Don't force yourself to be, because now you're overcoming the world, you have nothing in common with the people of the world. Be glad to see that and just keep your life simple. And you will run into people you will have real conversation with, and you'll run into those that you won't have. So when you run into people that are shallow and have nothing to talk about, just wish them well and go about your business. Don't feel like you have to talk to them. You're not obligated to communicate with them.
Right. Okay, thank you for saying that, because that's what I observed. Because if I don't want to have those small talks, shallow talks, I literally stop talking to anyone.
Absolutely.
So I just thought maybe something wrong with me, or maybe I was doing something wrong.
No, finally something is right with you. And if you stay with it, it's only going to get better. You're going to be surprised how when you were in that fallen state, it was easy to participate in shallow talk. And then now that you're overcoming that, you're going to be surprised to realize how shallow you were, that you be talking about stuff that only it doesn't make sense, it's a waste of time, it has no real meaning except for ego feeling thrills. So you're fine, you're on your way, don't force it, you're doing fine.
Thank you so much. And I know you, I'll wait for your answer on Sunday, but do you have any kind of feedback for my answer on the biblical question?
I got to wait until Sunday.
I got it. Yeah. Thank you.
All right, buddy.
Thank you so much. And thank you so much for everything that you do. Thank you so much.
All right. Stay with it. And you will lose the desire for shallow talk. You're not going to have anything in common with the people who are still in a fallen state. That's what happens when you return to the Father. You can be in the world, but not of it. You won't be, you just won't identify. You have nothing in common with it anymore. You'll be fine.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
All right, stay with it.
Thank you.
All right. 888-7753-773. Leo out of Texas. Leo, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, I want to start with the biblical question.
Who is dumber, men or women?
Women.
And why do you say women?
They're the weaker vessel spiritually, and they're led by us, so we're superior.
But if... And I'm just asking the question, but I'm not adding to it until Sunday. If they are led by men, and men are supposed to be, they're led by men, and you said the women are dumber, does that mean the man are dumber than the woman? Because if he leading her, you would think that she would be smart if he's smart.
What was that?
You said that they're led by men, right?
Yes, they're led by us. Yes.
They're the weaker vessel, right?
Yes.
So that must mean men are weaker too, because if the vessel is weak, that means the one above the vessel is weak.
That's very interesting.
Is that true?
I would. Yeah, that's so true. That's so true.
So, nice. Do you want to change your answer now?
Nope.
Okay. I appreciate it, man. Thank you. 888-775-3773. Thank you, Leo. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Let me go to Juan out of Washington. Juan, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Brother Jesse, how you doing?
All is well, sir. Thanks for calling.
So I want to answer the biblical question.
Who's dumber, men or women?
Women, and I know why.
Okay.
So I know why, because I was a woman in the sense of I had the spirit of the woman.
Right.
And I didn't think logically. Therefore, I was dumb as a brick. But now that I don't identify with that spirit anymore and I'm overcoming that spirit and returning back to my father, I can see that women are dumber, but it's not them per se, but the spirit that's driving them, that's making them dumb.
Interesting. I really want to respond to that. It's very interesting, but I got to wait. I got to wait.
Yeah, another thing, Jesse, in the last year since it's crazy because now that I listen to you when I'm watching my thoughts or even when I'm speaking with people, every now and then the thought will come and try to tell me, oh, you're sounding like Jesse or you're trying to sound like Jesse. But I know that it's not me because before I started listening to you, everything you say just makes sense. It's not that I'm trying to copy you or trying to emulate
right.
what you're saying.
Yep.
It's just that I know that what you're saying is true because that's the way I've seen it before. And I see those thoughts come every time I'm having a conversation with somebody. It's like, oh, here you go, trying to be like Jesse. But I just ignore it. And it's just interesting to see.
I understand because you're right about that. Because the same God, the same spirit that's showing me the truth is showing you the truth. No human being can make another human being see the truth. Only the truth will come and it will confirm, it will guide you when you welcome that truth to come in. It's like the Bible thumpers, right? The Bible thumpers can quote the Bible till the cows come home. They repeat things that happen in history in the Bible, and then they apply it to they say, oh, that's why I'm this way or I'm that way because the Bible said it. And they don't know that they are applying the Bible intellectually through the thoughts. The devil playing a trick on them so they can't see the truth. But you see it, so don't let the devil convince you that you don't. You're right about that.
Yeah, and I remember when I was 18, I started smoking weed, and I remember looking at myself in the mirror, asking myself, like, why am I doing this? Like, why am I doing this thing that, like, I've always known that there was something driving me, but I didn't know it the way you define it. And I saw it to be true when I heard it from you. I was like, oh, so that makes so much sense. That's
yeah.
why I was always questioning, why am I doing these things?
Absolutely.
It's because I knew that it wasn't me. I just didn't know the specifics of it, of the thoughts being the devil. And, you know, I was always taught that the devil was this big, ugly thing that could come. And I was expecting the devil to be a physical thing that would come and take you, you know, as a kid and all that stuff. I didn't realize. Go ahead.
No, finish your point.
Oh, and I didn't realize that the problem was within. Like,
yeah.
I started going to church. I was a big Bible thumper. I started going to church. I was looking for God in churches and pastors and sermons.
Yeah.
And I never found him until I looked within.
That's right. And another thing, I noticed that people don't question, and you do. And those who question, they will find the answer. That's for sure. And
yeah, I heard. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, finish your point because I got to run.
Okay. Yeah, I heard the other day a saying that goes, a life without being questioned is not worth living.
That's right. Amazing. Thank you, Warren. I got to run back in a moment, folks. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live.
Best counseling service on this
back
side
in a
of
moment.
Heaven.
I counsel with men and women families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Nice. This is kind of
amazing.
This is kind of music that makes you want to move like this.
Come on, come on.
Isn't that true? Don't you
come
feel like
on,
this?
Man.
Oh, that's the African in me.
It's all I can take not to dance.
It's all you take not to dance.
Yeah.
Huh?
It's all I can do not to dance to
it. No, it makes you wanna
African dance.
What's it called?
Byzantine.
Oh, Byzantine.
It's from American Anchor Baby's service.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Byzantine. Announcement. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake Report. .com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And James Hake is on fire. And at 12, you got to watch this, a brand new episode of The Father State. And this week episode is a re-upload of an interview I did with Jordan Peterson back in 2016. And Jordan is an author and psychology professor. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What are principles and where do they come from?
To treat other people like you'd like them to treat you and tell the truth.
Why is the difference between men and women important?
You have to have some sort of model for your behavior. It helps us remain predictable and desirable to one another. If you get rid of all the roles, then no one knows what to do. I think that the people who are pushing this agenda have the destruction of Western civilization as their fundamental goal.
Amazing. The Father's Day at 12 noon today, Pacific time. Check it out. I think you're going to learn and like it and enjoy it, and it's amazing. All right? And support the Father's Day there, thefathersday.tv/donate. And one last thing, fast thing. Is Jordan Peterson white?
Yeah.
He is white?
I think so.
He kind of looked white. But he looked foreigner.
He's Canadian. And I think he used to be communist. So I don't know what type of white he was or is.
Right.
But he used to be very liberal.
The anchor baby looked white, but he's Mexican. Right. And he's a foreigner. He looked like a foreigner.
True. And he's Canadian.
And he's communist.
Anchor baby is? Indeed. Oh, everybody's communist.
He used to be communist.
He was an atheist for a woman. Same thing.
The anchor baby used to rebel against Christianity when his mama would take him to church.
Yeah.
He like, oh, looking at people in church like he ready to go home. The anchor baby. And check out the anchor baby. Speaking of the anchor baby, at 4 p.m. today, the American anchor baby at 4 p.m. Pacific time. You don't want to miss it. He wasn't a communist, but...
Please don't say that about ex-communists, says somebody in the chat.
He wasn't a communist, but he is an anchor baby. All right? At 4 p.m., riding high, and his plane does not, the door does not fall off. There's no fighting on his plane. And you can drink, but you can't fight. At 4 p.m., the American anchor baby. And last but not least, cameo, personal shout-outs, birthday shout-out, wedding shout-outs, anniversary shout-outs, congratulations shout-out. The one thing that the cameo is not for, somebody sent me a request for a cameo, right? And they wanted to have somebody on the show. And so in the cameo, they were saying, bring so-and-so on the show. I'm like, that's not a cameo. And when you want to be on the show or something like that, send a request to producer@jessieleepeterson.com. Producer@jessieleepeterson.com. Not on Cameo. Cameos are for personalized shout-outs. CAMEO.com/JessieLeePeterson. And I will do them for you. CAMEO.com/JessieLeePeterson. So... Caitlin Clark is hot. She's bad, and she can't be stopped.
Come on, man.
Amazing. And she can't be stopped.
That's a fact.
Isn't that something? Let me go to Ben out of South Carolina. Ben, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hey, Ben. No, Ben. I hear him. He's snorting. Ben. All right, I'm going to put Ben on hold and let someone out there check to see when he's ready. Let me go to Josh. Check on Ben and let me know. Maybe he just can't hear me. Nobody hear me out there? Check on Ben and let me know when he's ready. Okay, thanks. They hear me. Let me go to Josh, a first-time call out of Michigan. Josh, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, Mr. Peters. How are you doing?
All is well.
All right.
Go ahead.
So we talk, Ms. Caitlin Clark?
I'm sorry?
Ms. Caitlin Clark, is that the subject of the hour?
Oh, no. Yeah, hold on, Ben. I thought you wanted, you had some. Hold on, buddy. I mean, not Ben, but Josh. Josh, that's not the subject. Josh, when you listen to the show a little longer until you find out, catch up what we're about, and then call back. All right? You can't call the show and then ask what's the subject. What? No. But I appreciate it, Josh. Let me go to he asked it. Let me go to 888-775-3773. Let me go to Tanner out of Oklahoma. I've been to Oklahoma several times. Tanner, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, Tanner.
Hey. So do you remember what you asked me before we got off yesterday?
I don't remember what I had for dinner yesterday.
Oh, man. What'd you have for breakfast?
I don't eat breakfast. You want to remind
what
me?
What does that mean? Say what?
You want
okay,
to...
you had asked me if one is forgiven of sin, why do they still sin?
No, I asked you which is easy for you to accept that you are sinner or your right. sins have been forgiven?
Right. I answered that one. The one that you told me, you said call back tomorrow, which is today, and you had said if you sin, right, how can you, or if you're forgiven, why do you still sin?
Do you believe that God has forgiven you?
Oh, yeah.
And then why do you call yourself a sinner then?
Oh, I don't. That's what I told you yesterday. You asked me, am I a sinner? And I said, no, I do sin, but I'm not a sinner. I do not identify as a sinner because I've been regenerated, Jesse. You know what I mean? And so, but I want to ask, because I know you, because of time, I know it's 10:40 where I'm at, and your show ends in 20 minutes. The reason I had called you to begin with, if you remember, I had said, are you a Christian? And, you know, you kind of just said,
I am a Christian. Go ahead.
Right. But I want to know, how do you know that you're a Christian? Because I feel like we just kind of went back and forth, talked in circles. And I just want to know, how do you know you're a Christian?
Because I said it.
Yeah. Okay. And what is that? What is that? What is a Christian?
It's a religion.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And so,
what do you say it is? Do you have another answer for it or something? What do you say it is?
Oh, well, what I told you yesterday, it's one who has placed their faith in Christ for the sacrifice of their sins. But I want to say real quick, yesterday you asked me, or excuse me, after I hung up with you, you and I think it was Hake sitting there were kind of just talking back and forth, and you accused me of a stupid Christian setup question, and
What was the setup question?
Well, I asked you who your God was, and I just want to say I don't know why that's a hard question to answer. You know, if somebody asks you who is God, you know, as a minister, why is that so hard to answer?
Tanner, I don't remember that conversation yesterday. Do you have something new or to add? Because I want to move on. I don't remember that conversation from yesterday.
Amazing. And so,
are you trying to prove a point, or do you?
No, I'm genuinely asking you because I'm not trying to get a gotcha, you know, get you in a gotcha situation. Nothing like that. I just want to know, you know, who is God that you? Who is the God that you follow? And I just want to know why when I ask that question. You say it's dumb.
Do you remember him yesterday?
I vaguely remember him. I mean, I definitely remember he's coming with the same probing spirit.
Oh.
What does that mean? What the?
You know, like the Pharisees and the teachers of the law trying to, like, test him or something.
Oh, I see.
Well, yeah. Amazing.
Like, he's not asking because he wants to know. He's asking because he's trying to find out what you are.
What does that mean?
Because you already think you know. So you're not asking about God because you don't want to know about God.
But how do you know that?
Because you already think you know God.
No, I know I do.
Right.
You know God? Already?
Yes, and I want to know,
are you asking me then if you know him already?
Well, I'll tell you why, Jesse, because you say that you're a Christian minister, and when I hear, man, I tell you, I heard a guy call your show a while back. You probably don't remember it, but he called, you know, my life's in shambles, everything's
hold on one minute. Hold on one minute. Let me. I do this. A friend of mine want me to tell Trump happy birthday. Hey, friend. Happy birthday, President Trump, from my friend. Okay, go ahead. go ahead, so Tanner.
So what I was saying, people will call your show, and they're looking for Christian counseling. And what I notice is you don't ever tell them how to be free. You always tell them, forgive your mama, forgive your daddy. Well, mama can't save you from hell, and neither can daddy. And so what I want to know is,
you don't think being forgiven will cause you to be free?
Being forgiven by God,
You don't think going and forgiven will free you?
I think I think your definition of free.
No, I'm asking you what you don't think. You said that I told that person to go and forgive, right? This person was in free hell, was suffering in hell. And I told him to go and forgive, right? Is that what you said?
And he had.
Did you say that? Did you say that?
I believe that's what he said, yes.
I said this. Did you say that, right?
Yes, that is what I said.
So if I repeat you correctly, somebody called and they were suffering in their hell, right? And I told them to go and forgive, and you don't think that's the right way?
He had called saying he was suffering, life was hell. He wanted to know the way out. He just felt like there just wasn't a way out. He was just trapped in himself. And, as a Christian minister, I would just assume that that would be when you would tell him about Christ.
You don't.
But instead, you told him about something about mama. And I think it's funny, you know, hate.
You, wait a minute. Stay with one thing. Stay with one thing first. Amazing. You don't think going and forgiving is the way out?
The way out of what?
Out of their hell.
What is hell? What is
that's
that?
Not the question. Do you believe that going and forgiving is the way out of for human beings to overcome their hell?
No.
Then why did God say before you enter into the kingdom, you must go and forgive?
Well, because I think, Jesse, what you've got is...
No. That's not what I asked you. That's not what I asked.
Amazing.
Before amazing. God said himself, Christ said, before you can enter into the kingdom of heaven, you must go and forgive. Was that a joke, or was he lying, or what?
No. That is what he said.
So, but then why you say that is not the way out?
Because to you...
No. Why do you say that's not the way out? And then you can tell me to me. But why do you say that is not the way out?
Because hell is a place.
And where is that place for hell?
It's where hell is.
Where is that?
It's its own place. It's called hell.
And where is it?
I don't know. I've never been there, and I do not plan to ever find it.
So you don't know it's a place then?
No, I know it's a place because God said
it. If you know it's a place, why can't you tell me where that place is?
Because I've never been there. I've never seen a map of it. I just know that God says it's a place, and so...
When did God tell you it was a place?
Well, all throughout the Bible, thousands of years ago.
When did he tell you it's a place?
In the Bible, when he said the place of weeping and gnashing of teeth, it's a place. It's not a state of mind. It's not emotions. It's not anything to do with your mama or your daddy. And
so was he lying? Was he lying when he said before you can enter into heaven, you must forgive?
Where did you get that from that? No.
Oh, amazing. Before you enter into the kingdom of heaven, you must go and forgive. Where is the kingdom of heaven?
The kingdom of heaven?
Yeah.
The kingdom of heaven is, it's within the people, right? God's kingdom will be made a physical place at the end of the age.
Where is
Christ
the kingdom
will return
of heaven?
Where is the kingdom of heaven?
Yes.
I don't know. You'd have to ask God where it is.
So you don't know where the kingdom is either?
Well, I just told you. It's the kingdom is the people, right? And it's going to be fully manifest when Christ returns. But I want to ask...
Where is the kingdom of heaven? That's not the kingdom of heaven. You don't know where the kingdom of hell is, and you don't know where the kingdom of heaven, right?
I don't know where hell is. I just told you the kingdom of heaven is within the people because God has made himself present within his followers through his spirit.
And so when Christ said in order to enter that kingdom of heaven within, you must forgive. And so he said you cannot get into the kingdom of heaven within until you forgive. Was it Christ's plan?
No.
And then do you believe that?
I do believe that you have to forgive, yes.
And then, so why do you say that when I tell that particular person or anyone that in order to come out of their hell, they must go and forgive? Why do you say that's not the right way?
Because you say that when somebody does that, that automatically gets them into a right relationship with the Father, which is not true.
But the Father said it himself.
Okay, and so
what's the Father lying?
When did he tell you that?
When he said, go and forgive, you're going to enter into the kingdom, and when you enter into the kingdom, the Father will take care of you.
But Jesus said that, and I thought you didn't believe he was God.
But Jesus was speaking for God.
Oh, I rest my case.
Jesus was speaking for the Father.
Well, how does he
Is that true
authority?
Or not? Is that true or not?
It absolutely is true. But
so then Jesus was speaking for God. Jesus was speaking for God, and Jesus told us what the Father told him, and Jesus told us, in order to enter into the kingdom of heaven, you must go and forgive.
Right. And so who has the authority to speak?
Is it truth that Jesus only spoke what the Father told him?
I just said that, yes. But I want
And
to
so
ask,
was Jesus lying or was the Father lying?
Why are you dancing around the question, man?
What's the question?
I said,
clear because I know that you're a Bible thumper, and I know a lot of Bible thumpers think like you, but real fast, the final question, I got to run. What question were you asking me? Ask.
I said, who has the ability to speak for God but God himself? Because you don't believe that.
The Son does. The Son does.
And is he God?
I told you 1,000 times, you never heard me call Jesus God. Jesus, the Son of the Father.
Then how does he speak for him? Who has that authority?
Oh, you're going back and forward now. You don't know that the Father was speaking to...
That's a straightforward question.
You don't know that the Father was speaking... Tanner, you don't know that the Father was speaking through the Son?
Yeah, that's what I just said. But how can God give his authority to somebody that isn't God? That doesn't make sense. You know what I'm saying?
But God gave the authority to the Son.
Yes.
And God gave the authority to all of his sons.
Oh.
All those who have returned to him. Tanner, call me again. I can't play no more. Call me again, all right?
I ain't playing with you.
Oh, sorry, Tanner, but I can't hang. Super Chat. Super Chat. I'm looking at the clock. Super Chat.
Danny Moore, I feel like we cheated you out of your coffee because JLP was distracted by the Hassan's doing the yoga. Oh, no, Hassan's dad doing the going into debt for Disney.
His dad went into bankruptcy for Disney.
Come on, man.
What the? I hope his father not listen. It's not me saying that. Your son said that.
What the?
Anyway.
Okay.
Danny says, all right, Jesse and the lads. Jesse, what do you think happens to the souls of children, for example, that little boy strapped by that black woman, stabbed by the black woman? If he had anger but never had the chance to return to the Father, would he be forever in hell or get another chance to come back to earth or what?
I don't know, but kids, so what I've been told, I don't know. They return to the Father, but I don't know. Thank you.
Josh from Georgia, biblical question response.
Who is dumber, men or women?
It's an illusion that men and women are dumb. It's the devil that made a home in them that causes them to do dumb things. A great poet by the name of Big Bump once said something like, men and women run amok against the principalities holding us, principalities controlling us. And that's in the stand-up remix. This one.
Oh, thank you. Right. Amazing, Big Bump.
Thank you, Josh. Karasu 737 Coffee, happy birthday, Donald Trump. Amazing.
Happy birthday, Mr. President. Thank you.
Amazing.
Aries 1 with a diamond, no message. Thank you.
Thank you.
Spaz Out donated a Rumble Rant 2-cent biblical question answer here.
Who's dumber, men or women?
I'd say women. Why? Just listen to the women from The View or on TikTok yapping. Just shut up. Also, shout out to GJT. Happy birthday, bro.
Thank you.
Donald Trump.
Amazing.
Marcus 3 Coffee, thank you, sir, for all you do. But I wonder what if that waiter was a man, would a young man tip $100 on that intro.
That's a good point. You were tipping to mama. Thank you.
Hanez O'Callaghan, three copies. The you must save the world demon. The you must you join a group demon. The you must protect your reputation demon. At least 11 demons spotted and counting. Amazing. Thanks, Jesse.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Amazing. Thank you.
And for every dumb man, there's a dumber woman behind him.
That's right. Thank you. The mama made that boy feel good about tipping. He got a thrill from it.
Yeah.
Oh, my baby, right? And now the boy's going to be tipping for the rest of his life.
And the man said, oh, we raised a good one.
Right. They're going to be tipping for the rest of his life for the thrill of it.
Terrible.
To get the thrill. But thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Owen, County Clare, Ireland. I have a great role model teacher growing up. His name is so-and-so. All the qualities, a high-performance leader, big, powerful, charismatic, confident alpha male. When he walks into the bar, everyone knows that he is in the bar.
What, he pay for the drink?
I don't know. This is not very pithy, man. We were called to leave the classroom, help pull a cow
keep
from the
pithy.
Cow. In the good old days, the early 2000s, wishing other kids around the world today would have had a similar example. Regards, John O'Kelly.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Keep it piffy. I am so out of time. Thank you all. Man.
We'll read the rest of them next week.
I was trying to tell Tanner I can play the most so I can do this super chat. What?
He thought you were accusing him of just playing around. He's like, I'm not playing. But that's what he says to everybody.
I am out of time, though. The Hake Report is coming up. I'll see you on Sunday at the Fellowship. 11 a.m. Pacific time. Doors open at 10:30 a.m. Pacific time. RebuildingTheMan.com/bond. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Oh, man. We'll do finishes up on the Super Test on Monday. The Hake Report is coming up now. The Hake Report, and then at 12, The Fall Estate, and then at 4, The American Anchor Baby. TheFallEstate.tv at 12, and then The American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Thank you all for your support, your super chat, your donation. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com and make a donation. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. All right? I appreciate it. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it no matter what. Endure to the end. You'll get the prize. Take care. Amazing! Happy birthday, Mr. President. Amazing. Amazing! So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at RebuildingTheMan.com/church. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing.